This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Alarito, look at, this is going to be kind of a coronavirus hour, a COVID hour. I have so much to say about COVID. Here's a good example, okay, of a Democrat governor versus a Republican governor. Andrew Cuomo, by the way, is the one who, and again, I never place blame if it wasn't for the fact that you guys on the left want to blame us for everything. I don't place blame. I don't think you could say a governor murdered people. I don't think you could say President Trump murdered people. But Democrats all say every person that dies, it's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. Trump's a murderer. They always say that. Well, if that's the case, then you have to extrapolate. Cuomo's a murderer. He killed like 10,000 old people at nursing homes. He sent them out of the hospital back to the nursing home with COVID, and they got everybody else sick and they died. And this guy's trying to cover it up and blame everybody else but himself. Cuomo, this is the headline of the UK Daily Mail. Cuomo threatens to close all New York City bars and restaurants if stupid crowds, that's his words, and business owners continue to ignore social distancing rules despite hospitalizations reaching their lowest level since March 18th. If you look at the chart of hospitalizations in New York, it's like a mountain. And on March 18th, it went way, 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 way up, and then it stayed there for a while, and then it started going down, 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 and now it's almost like at zero. It's at the very bottom floor. It's in the basement on the chart. There's no hospitalizations from COVID. And he's ready to close all the bars and close all the restaurants. And then you look at a Republican governor. Missouri Governor Mike Parson, a Republican, has caused a stir with his controversial cavalier remarks he made in defense of reopening schools. His remarks are on the money. They may sound cavalier, but they are on the money. Missouri governor says kids have to go back to school, and if they do get COVID, which they will, they're going to go home and they're going to get over it. See, anything you say that offends people now that isn't like sweet and politically correct, oh my God, you're a horrible person. Nobody's allowed to look at their brother and just go, you know, you're a bum. You're a lazy freaking bum. Get a job, you bum, or get the hell out of my house. No one's supposed to say that anymore to your brother. To make a statement and make your brother understand, get a job, man. You're not going to make it in life. Someone's got to be a Marine drill sergeant to people in order to light a fire under their ass. Marine drill sergeants are the best thing that ever happened to Marine recruits. They make them into men. So anytime a politician tells the truth, everybody gets mad. Everybody gets offended. The kids do have to go back to school. They're not going to learn online. And if they do go to school, they're probably going to get COVID eventually. And they're going to go home and they're going to get over it. He's 100% right, and Governor Cuomo's 100% wrong. The whole thing is just absolutely amazing. And then you have Dr. Anthony Fauci praising New York's response to coronavirus. They did it correctly. Praising it. New York is the worst state or the worst area in the world for deaths from COVID. How could you tell me they did it correctly? More people died per capita in New York than anywhere else in the world. Now, I don't agree with that statement because that's only unofficially, or maybe I should say that's only officially. Unofficially, I believe there's no question more people died in China and more percentage died in China, but they covered it all up and you're never going to know what the real numbers are in China. But officially, on paper, New York had more people dying per capita than China did. Where it all started. Officially, New York was so much higher, it was unbelievable. I have the stats from last week. God, I got 50 sheets in front of me, 100 sheets in front of me. And one of them is from last week, and it said, outside of New York and New Jersey, which is the New York metropolitan area, COVID is the same as the flu season for the last 2 years in a row. It's exactly the same as the flu season. There is, when it comes to deaths, there is no different at all, no difference at all between this flu season with COVID and last flu season and the flu season before that, except for New York and New Jersey, which produced the worst results the world's ever known for flu. So how can you say New York did a good job? New York did something wrong. And don't forget, New York killed all the old people. Governor Cuomo's law killed all the old people. And don't forget, Governor Cuomo once made some comment that Trump did nothing at all when he banned Chinese flights. Nothing to help the country. That didn't do anything for us, really. I mean, actually, what I think Trump did is saved us. I think we probably would have had an extra 100,000, 200,000 deaths if he had not banned flights from China. Let me tell you what he did wrong. At the day that he banned flights from China, I said on Newsmax TV, number one, he should ban all flights around the world, including Europe. And he wound up banning Europe like a month later. How many people came here from Europe that infected us during that month? I would have banned every flight in the world. I said, turn us into Fortress America. Ban every flight around the world. Don't let anyone in or out of the United States, and we will not get this terrible disease in large numbers. And people came in, and people went out, and people did bring back terrible disease. So, actually, I could have done it much better than Trump, number one. Number two, Trump banned Chinese from coming to America, but he didn't ban Americans from coming back from China. American citizens, you know how many American citizens live in China? Like 100,000, 200,000, I don't know, a lot. They do business there. They never should have been allowed to come back without testing. I'm not saying I want to, you know, someone was unlucky, they went on vacation, they're in the middle of China, they can never come back. I didn't say that. I said, you can't come back without being tested for COVID and fever. You can't be allowed on the airplane to come back to America without being tested for COVID and fever. And if you test fine, you get on the airplane, you fly home. But if you don't test fine, you can't get off in America. Well, I turned out to be 100% right. Because I've seen the articles that say that since Trump banned the flights from China, he stopped the Chinese from coming here, but lots and lots and lots, like 150,000 Chinese Americans came back from China and brought the disease with them. How many of them were infected? A lot. You never should have allowed them back. It shouldn't have banned Chinese from America. You should have banned flights from China. All flights banned. The only people out on, American citizens, only after extensive testing. They wait in a hotel if it takes a day or it takes a week. They wait and they don't come back till they test positive. And if they test negative, they got to wait for a flight a week from now to come back when they test positive. I would have been right. But again, Cuomo's wrong about that. He said Trump did nothing at all good. When he banned flights from China, that won't help. Well, of course it helped. So it's just amazing. To me, Dr. Fauci is not the best. He's the worst. First, he based every bit of hysteria on models that were incorrect from the Imperial College models that had been proven wrong again and again and again and again. So he started out from day one with the wrong models that scared America to death, and it caused the shutdown of the economy, which caused everyone to go broke, and all the states to go broke, and all the cities to go broke, and all the counties to go broke. This man's responsible for an economic nightmare, economic catastrophe, economic Armageddon, all based on faulty data. Second of all, he said the New York response is great. Really? The highest death totals in the world, and the response is great. If you're a Democrat, it's always great. If you're a Republican and one person dies, you're a murderer. Fauci, another deep state D.C. swamp liberal, defending Andrew Cuomo, even though he caused death of thousands of elderly people. Ridiculous. And then third of all, I remember when Dr. Fauci made the most outrageous statement ever. Ever. Fauci actually said, swipe right, swipe left, I don't love it, but you know, if you're going to do it, you'll do it. What? Are you out of your mind? He's saying it's okay to have sex with total strangers on an app? The same guy who's saying you have to wear a mask, you have to social distance, you have to hide in your house, and you have to close all the businesses? Are you out of your mind? He's saying those apps where you literally have sex. Chris, I could say this on the air. Get laid, right? You could say that, right? I think you've told me before. Oh, you could say it often, Chris says. Okay. So Dr. Fauci says, hide in your home, close the businesses, nobody come out, we're all going to die. Then you ask him, is it okay to have those apps where you get laid? You pick a partner tonight who's three blocks away and you invite him over to have sex with him. A total stranger. Oh, that's okay. And you... okay, with the porn music. Doesn't that show you what a fraud he is? He wants to limit my ability to keep my business open? But it's okay to have sex with a stranger? That's not going to cause the spread of COVID? And I never heard Dr. Fauci say anything about the Black Lives Matter marches. And then, really the most important news of the whole weekend. I believe the most important news of the whole weekend. Now it's the McCluskey case. And I'll talk about that when we get back. But over the weekend, I thought the single most important news was it comes out that the CDC, which is the, what is it, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. So I don't know why it's not CDCP. It's the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The employees of the CDC, this government agency for your health, made over 8,000 political contributions since 2015. Keep the music low. Keep it low. I want people to hear this clearly and strongly. This is the most significant news of the weekend. So the employees of the CDC, these esteemed doctors and scientists working for the CDC, who have been hysterical and have overcounted COVID and overcounted deaths and made sure that the economy was closed, and when it reopened told us to close it again, they made over 8,000 political contributions since 2015. And only five were to Republicans. Five out of over 8,000. Not 5,000, five. One, two, three, four, five. It's an entire left-wing organization. Just like Columbia University where I went, Harvard University where my daughter went, they only hire communist professors, hire other communist professors. If you say you're a conservative, you'll never be hired at Harvard. The CDC doesn't hire you unless you are a deep state swamp Democrat. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. All of you know about my obsession with staying healthy for all of you. Not just for me, for all of you. Because there's no way we're going to win this battle against these relentless communists. The one thing you got to give them is they are relentless. They are absolutely relentless. They're trying to destroy our country and they will not stop. We're not going to win unless we all are healthy. We can't save America or conservatism or American exceptionalism or capitalism unless we are healthy and live a long life. And we're in the fight and we got energy. When you're sick, you can't fight. So I believe in keeping us healthy. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked or restricted blood flow. They've sold over 1 million bottles in Canada. Canada's a small country, remember? America's it's 10 times smaller than America. They got about 33 million people. We have 330 million. So they're 10 times smaller than us. They've sold 1 million bottles. So extrapolate this out, we would have sold 30 million bottles by now. Now they're in America, and they chose the Wayne Root Show for their very first advertising campaign. So thank you. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers in America. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Isn't feminism great? You've passed men. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. 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 Always put the V in front. Thepowermall.com. Click on Strauss Heart Drops and then click on cinnamon, which is the only flavor I'm telling you that you're going to want to taste. So Ron Paul, I'm not always a Ron Paul fan, but a lot of the time I like what he has to say. He exposes big holes in the COVID spike narrative. So have I. In a rush to paint Florida as the epicenter of the second wave of the coronavirus outbreak, government officials have stooped to ridiculous depths. This is Ron Paul talking. To maximize the death count, a television station this weekend looked into two highly unusual COVID deaths among victims in their 20s. When they asked about comorbidities, meaning do you have cancer, do you have heart disease, they were told one victim had none because his COVID death came in the form of a fatal motorcycle accident. Sadly, this is not an isolated incident, says Ron Paul. In fact, the spike that has dominated the mainstream for the last couple of weeks is filled with examples of such trickery. Washington State last week revised its COVID death numbers downward when it was revealed anyone who passed away for any reason whatsoever who also had coronavirus was listed as COVID death, even if the cause of death had nothing to do with COVID. In South Carolina, the state health agency admitted the spike in COVID deaths was only the result of delayed reporting of suspected COVID death. That's what I said on last week's show. I heard the CDC added thousands of deaths in the last 2 weeks that came from April because they just got around to confirming them now. Well, guess what? That doesn't count now. It counts in April. So there is no spike. An analysis of reported daily COVID deaths last week compared to actual day of death in Houston revealed the spike consisted largely of deaths that occurred in April through June. Why delay the reporting till now? See? We do know that based on this spike, the Democrat mayor of Houston canceled the convention of the Texas Republican Party. Mission accomplished. Question mark, Ron Paul writes. Doesn't it seem suspicious that so many states have experienced delayed reporting of deaths? Doesn't that seem strange? They delayed them until this very moment in time when Fauci and his gang of quote-unquote experts announced that we're now in this new nightmare scenario. Last week in Florida, which is perhaps not coincidentally the location of the Republican Party's national convention, another scandal emerged when hundreds of COVID test centers reported 100% positive results. Obviously, this would paint a far grimmer picture of the virus resurgence. Orlando Health reported a positive rate of 98%. But a further investigation revealed a true rate of only 9.4. And these anomalies were repeated throughout the state. You know, Ron Paul must be listening to my radio show because I said all this last week. Cases once meant an individual who displayed sufficient symptoms to be treated in medical facilities, but when the scaremongers needed a second wave, they began reporting any positive test results as a COVID case. No wonder we have a spike. I mean, Ron Paul's on the money, man. He says, you know, the Texas Governor Greg Abbott has endorsed a partial shutdown of the economy, resulting in millions unemployed. He shut down the bars because massively increased testing showed more people have been exposed to the virus. He mandated that people wear face masks. And then Ron Paul says neither shutting down bars nor forcing people to wear masks will have any effect on the progression of the virus through society. But at least he looks like he's doing something. That's what politicians want to do. They always want to be doing something, even if it's the wrong thing. He says, we're facing the greatest assault on our civil liberties in our lifetimes. The virus is real, but the government reaction is political and totalitarian. And as it falls apart, more Americans will start fighting for their liberty. They better, because we're going down. The country is on fire.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he'll keep federal agents in cities that are experiencing ongoing violence.
Portland was totally out of control. The Democrats, the liberal Democrats running the place had no idea what they were doing.
The president also says those people involved, they're not really protesters.
These people are anarchists. These are people that hate our country. And we're not going to let it go forward.
Over the weekend, rioters forced their way into a Portland Police Association building and lit dumpsters on fire. U.S. Attorney for Oregon, Billy Williams, estimated that a dozen people have been arrested on federal charges, including arson and assaulting a federal officer. Lawmakers back to work in Washington, D.C., working on the next coronavirus relief package. It's expected to be around $1 trillion. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
The MAGA Mall is one of the sponsors of this show, and they're the sponsors of this segment. It is your one-stop online shopping mall, the MAGA Mall. Don't forget to put the in front, the MAGA Mall. One-stop shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, coins, jewelry, other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. And the vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on the caps is embroidered, every star and stripe, presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10. So it's a Rolls-Royce quality at a Chevrolet price. And then we give you another 10% off when you say WAR10 for Wayne Allen Root. WAR10. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. That's V-T-H-E, magamall.com. Great guest on the line, Ben Williamson, Deputy Assistant to President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, Senior Advisor to the Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, Senior Communications Advisor for the White House, Ben Williamson. You're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Wayne, it's great to be with you, my friend. How are you?
Very, very good. Very, very worried that Democrats are purposely trying to destroy this country. The media is purposely trying to destroy this country. They all want to create hysteria. They all want to make you believe we're all going to die tomorrow. I'm out 24 hours a day. I go out to dinner every single night. I go to business meetings all day long. I've given speeches. And I don't worry about this. I've never had a sniffle. I take lots of vitamins. I work out. I eat healthy food. I'm in great health. There's nothing wrong. If I get it, it'll be a three-day stomach ache or a three-day cough. It's not life or death. For most people, it's terrible if you're over the age of 80 or if you're in a nursing home or if you are a person with any underlying health condition. We all know this is a terrible, terrible disease. But for the average person, we got to get the economy back open again. We got to get people living life again. Reopen all the businesses, reopen the restaurants, and then do what you have to do, whether it's masks or otherwise, to make sure it stays open. But Ben, please tell the president, Wayne Root says, do not let this economy ever close again.
I will tell him you said that, my friend, and I tell you what, we're on the same page. You know, you're right. The Democrats have certainly made no effort to hide their main goal of hurting this president, taking down this president by hook or by crook. But, you know, we're doing our best to just keep our head down and keep the main thing, and that's putting people back to work. And you're right. The more data we get about the coronavirus, the more it suggests that we really can live in a world where this exists until we get a vaccine. And we're optimistic that'll be hopefully sometime in the fall. But we can manage it. We can put out the embers as they pop up. You're right. The more data we get, the more that it suggests that it's really dangerous for people that have underlying health conditions, but that we can manage it in kids and people with no health conditions, middle-aged people, and then ultimately get the economy back up and running, allow small businesses to reopen, put people back to work, and get the country back on track. We're committed to that.
Ben, are you aware, we're talking to Ben Williamson, Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Are you aware, Ben, is the President aware, is the whole staff aware, that in 1968-69, I've written extensively about this, I've talked extensively about it, we had the Hong Kong flu. A Hong Kong flu pandemic in every way was the same as COVID-19. It was a precursor to COVID-19. And 100,000-plus Americans died at a time where our nation was about a third smaller. So it's probably the equivalent of, like, you know, 175 dying now. So it was very much like this. And we never stopped anything. Never stopped sporting events. Never stopped concerts. Never stopped the Vegas Strip. Never closed hotels. Never closed restaurants. Never closed schools. And they even had Woodstock in the summer of 69, in the middle of all this, 400,000 kids got together on top of one another and dropped acid and smoked dope and made love. So, I mean, tell me the difference between then and now. The only difference I could come up with why the nation's hysterical is the media has made people hysterical and President Trump is the president and people with Trump derangement syndrome want to turn this into something that will close the economy and ruin everything great that Donald Trump created. That's what I think is happening.
Well, Wayne, well, the main thing that we've got to do is get people back to work. And you're right. They certainly haven't helped the media and the Democrats. And it's been a real problem for us as we're trying to make sure we get people back to work and get the country reopened again. I think the main issue that you're seeing is there's this narrative developing that cases are the be-all, end-all when we determine how we're doing with the virus. We're seeing a spike in cases largely because we're doing so much testing. We're up over well over 40 million tests, and we're catching more and more of these asymptomatic cases, maybe cases that don't present as much of a risk for the individual. Our mortality rate continues to decline. We're beating some of our major competitors like France, Great Britain, Italy, et cetera. Once you really look at those kinds of metrics, it becomes clear that we have to be putting people back to work. We have to strip down barriers for business owners to reopen, that we allow workers to get back to work and provide for their family, and the president is committed to doing that.
All right, let's move to another topic. As Deputy Assistant to the President, your life is not just COVID, COVID, COVID. It's everything going on in the world. And I think equally dangerous to COVID is the rioting and the looting and the burning and the Black Lives Matter and Antifa problems, unrest around the country. It kind of calmed down for a while. Then the statues situation popped up and they started destroying statues. Now the rioting is back. We had a terrible incident in Portland overnight, terrible incident in Seattle overnight, a bad incident in Denver where the Black Lives Matter protesters stormed the stage and almost hurt a bunch of people, including Michelle Malkin. What is the president doing to restore law and order to our country?
Well, Wayne, I think I would tell you two things on that. The first thing is that broadly, the president, as you know, this is the most committed president to supporting the men and women of our police force. He's made that very clear. It was a promise that he made in 2015 when he was running for election, and it's a promise that he's kept day in and day out. He stands with the men and women of our law enforcement. I think to your question on specifically what we're doing, the president's committed to action. He's a man of action. He's a man of doing what he said he was going to do. One of the things that we've done is we've formed a task force. You know, everyone likes to talk about task force. Well, there's one for law enforcement, too. We put together a group with the FBI director, the Department of Homeland Security, Attorney General Barr, and the National Guard that every day they give a report to senior staff like my boss, the chief of staff, as far as what's going on around the country, as far as what hot zones there are for violence, as far as perhaps what they've gathered on Antifa activities in different cities. You're right, over the weekend, the concerning behavior in Portland that we've been monitoring. We're also monitoring activities going on in Chicago. The president is committed to making our Seattle. You're exactly right. The president is committed to making sure that our communities stay safe, and he'll step up and have our administration throw the full weight of government behind making sure that we do that.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big states' rights guy. I always have it. I remember liberals always say, oh, you must be a racist if you're a states' rights guy. It has nothing to do with race. I just believe states have a right to run their own, you know, state as they see fit. But all of a sudden now, when the states have Democrat governors been, and they allow rioting, they allow takeovers of their cities, Trump says, we'll bring in the feds. And they go, no, states' rights, you can't do that. Well, of course he can. You can always overrule states' rights if it's a national emergency. And I just think President Trump should know that, believe me, I speak to thousands of his supporters every week, and I'm telling you, we all want him to get involved, only if he has to, only as a last resort. But when you allow a takeover of Portland and Seattle, I'm telling you, the president has got to get Fed involved.
Well, the powers of what you're allowed to do from the Oval Office suddenly seem to flip whenever a Republican gets in office.
Yeah.
For my Democrat friends, it's very interesting. You're right. But he's committed to it. We're monitoring what's going on. We're going to be there for our local law enforcement. Like you said, we always, always, always want states to be able to manage their own affairs if they can. We're going to empower them, give them resources they can to do it. But if they're not going to step up, if liberal Democrats and local leaders aren't going to protect their communities, this president doesn't care about party. He's going to send in people to make sure that his people, the American citizens, are kept safe in their communities from violent crime, and we'll be ready to do that.
All right, I think that's the winning, the winning campaign for this election. I really do. I think people need to know that it's the choice of law and order, or it's the choice of Biden and anarchy and unrest in the streets and violence and revolution and civil war and a thousand other things that can go wrong with rioting and looting and violence. If Trump is the guy to solve that, he's the guy that gets reelected in November. Last but not least, last topic for Ben Williamson. We're talking to the Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States, Senior Advisor to Mark Meadows, Chief of Staff of the President, and Senior Communications Advisor for the White House. We have exactly 3 minutes left. Last question, Ben Williamson. Donald Trump, I see headlines today, proposed an end to Obama's suburb-killing forced housing rules. And then I saw many articles over the last month that that Joe Biden is like tripling down, that if he's elected, he wants to change the suburbs radically, dramatically, wants to force low-income housing, multifamily housing next to your million-dollar mansion. You're going to have, you know, 500-unit housing and suddenly crime and drugs. He wants to bring the disaster of the cities to you, even though you ran to the suburbs. You're not allowed to ever escape. What's President Trump going to do to stop this?
It is a dangerous policy. It is an ineffective policy. I think one of the common themes we've seen over the past, not just this year, but really the past decade or so, is that Democrats always seem to believe that more government intervention is the solution. And in a time like this, the opposite is true. We need to be empowering suburban families. We need to be making sure that people are allowed to go back to work, stripping down regulations to make sure that they can live their lives and get back on their feet as quick as possible. But you're right. It seems very clear that the Democrats are determined to bring this kind of city ordinance or sort of city organization into the suburbs and radically transform the way that things work. And that's certainly not the right time now. Certainly shouldn't be doing it at all. And the president will do everything in his power to make sure that we stop that.
All right. Ben Williamson, Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States, Senior Advisor, Chief of Staff, Senior Communication Advisor for the White House. Please tell the President, Wayne Allen Root says, keep up the great work, and we'll see you as a reelected President of the United States for 4 more years on November 3rd. Thank you, Ben.
Wayne, thank you. I will pass that along. And wanted to say, I hear it's your birthday today. You're a great American. Thank you so much, and happy birthday from all of us at the White House.
Thank you, Ben. On the radio, 4 hours today on my birthday. I don't quit. I just keep fighting relentlessly for America. I'm like Trump. I never quit. Thank you, Ben.
No rest for the weary, my friend. Thank you. Have a good one.
God bless. Bye-bye. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. We'll see you back here in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Chris O'Sullivan playing Happy Birthday. He wanted to play it, so he played it. Is that from Full Metal Jacket? That was the Marine Drill Sergeant singing Happy Birthday? Is that the deal? All right. Thank you, Phil. Thank you. I'm talking to my friend Phil here at the same time I'm talking to you. No, I'm trying to set... My buddy Phil is on my board of directors of my new company, and I was answering him at the same time as I'm coming on the air, at the same time as I'm thanking Chris, at the same time as I'm on a text to Andrew. I mean, there's so much going on, I can't keep up with everything, but I'm trying my best. So thank you, Mr. Chris O'Sullivan, for playing Happy Birthday. Appreciate it. So here's my sum up of the scams, the greatest scams of the media regarding COVID. It's not the scam of COVID, because COVID's real. It could happen tomorrow to me. It could happen tomorrow to my children. It could happen tomorrow to someone I love. But so could the flu. There's so many scams. Let me give you a great example. So there was a story over the weekend. I think it was yesterday. Pretty sure it was yesterday. And it was a headline. Oh, that's right. It was a Drudge Report. It was the headline. Now, I don't know what newspaper it was in. I think it was Los Angeles Times. I think it was an L.A. kid. Okay, so I never make light of somebody dying. He's 13 years old, and he dies of COVID. That's what the headline says. 13-year-old dies of COVID symptoms was the headline. It got my attention. Do you understand? The point of the media is to get your attention. But is it true? When you click on it, guess what you read? Here's the story I read. I'm going to sum it up for you. Kid gets sick. Kid throws up. First of all, I don't see throwing up as the main symptom of COVID. I see massive lung problems and chest tightness and fever as the symptoms of COVID. I've never heard that it's about throwing up. Throwing up is influenza. It's throwing up virus. And guess what that does? That really kills you. The reality is every year thousands of kids die of influenza. And I'm sure the death includes throwing up. But for the most part, everyone I know has had COVID, or says they've had COVID, or I've read about people who have COVID, they've got chest tightening and they can't breathe. It isn't about throwing up. And thank God, COVID isn't deadly to kids. Very few kids have ever died from COVID. The number is so small, it's statistically zero that your kid will die of COVID. So, this kid throws up. They bring him to the doctor. He tests for COVID and comes back negative. He goes home and he dies. So now they're saying 13-year-old dies of COVID symptoms. So they're hoping the autopsy will show whether he had COVID or not. They have no idea if he had COVID. You have no right to put a headline, 13-year-old dies of COVID symptoms. 13-year-old probably died of influenza. Regular old-fashioned flu that kills kids all the time. COVID doesn't kill kids all the time. That's my example of a scam by the media. Drudge put that headline to get you to click on it, and it works because I clicked on it. But when you go read it, he didn't die of COVID. We don't know what he died of. He might have died of COVID. He might have not died of COVID. But he tested for COVID, and he tested negative. So how's the headline? He dies of COVID symptoms. Kid dies of influenza. He dies of throwing up. I feel terrible. I'm sad. I have a 12-year-old daughter. I don't want anyone's 13-year-old to ever die. But that's not a true headline. And that's not COVID. He tested negative for COVID. He didn't die of COVID. But at the very least, you don't know what he died of. Maybe it was COVID. But he tested negative for COVID, so it probably wasn't COVID. And people die of the flu every day. And kids die of the flu every day. You don't shut down schools. You don't shut down society. You don't shut down businesses. Another lie. The lies of this scam of the media are so big time. It would take me the entire rest of the show to go through all these scams of COVID. So what do we have, like a minute left in this specific 2 minutes? All right, so let me start with some of the scams. No, I don't want to start with the scams. Because it's so long that it'll take me that whole opening segment to go over. I think I have 20 different examples of the scam of the media involved with COVID. 20. And that's because I haven't even given it any thought yet. I jotted these down in ad breaks for the last couple hours. I'm going to write a commentary about this. My next commentary is either going to be this or it's going to be about McCluskey's. How you get arrested now for having a gun to defend your own life and your own home and your family's life and your wife's life and your dog's life. Now you're going to get arrested for trying to defend yourself with a gun on your own property, your own gun. Legal licensed gun. But it's great for the Trump campaign, as I've pointed out throughout these first 2 hours. It's great news, because these people have overreached in such a way it's amazing. These liberals, these commies, these Soros-funded radicals have overreached so badly they're showing you the true selves. If you elect Democrats, it's the end of America, it's the end of being American. It's the end of English as America's language. They're going to let in 100 million people, 200 million people, 300 million people. America will double in size. There'll be a nation of 600 million, half of whom don't even speak English, don't want to. And that half will all get free health care and commit crimes all day, rapes and murders. Well, you're disarmed. They take your guns away. And if you ever use a gun, you go to jail for years. It's the most ridiculous, the idea that anybody would vote for Biden, who's brain dead, who's got dementia or Alzheimer's, doesn't know where he is, doesn't come out of the basement. And he's already said he's going to take away the suburbs, he's going to invade the suburbs, turn them into a crime-ridden hellhole. He's going to leave open borders, he's going to defund police, and he's got dementia.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.